Costco tickets by 5 p.m. Thursday.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on all races at Rose Hill and Moonee Valley. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance, the headquarters of equine insurance. HQinsurance.com.au. Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing welcome you to Racing HQ. Every Saturday this spring, Racing HQ will set up Sydney's incredible cavalcade of Group 1 racing.
Here we go for the Everest, the lights on. To the big roar of the crowd, they're off and racing.
Form analysts, TAB markets and interviews. This spring, it's all on Racing HQ.
Just gone 7 o'clock. For those that are tuning or listening to us this morning, good morning. Welcome to Racing HQ. Got a brand new sponsor there too. We welcome HQ Insurance. You'll hear about them particularly on the radio over the morning. And we're looking forward to a big day at Rose Hill. A lot of area around Sydney was absolutely poured on last night. Fortunately for us at Rose Hill, they only got the 8 mil, and it's just into the heavy eight. Just into the heavy eight. Penno 6.0. Too cloudy out there as right now, but we are saying at this stage the forecast is saying only partly cloudy. 17 degrees today, the rail in the true, and that goes back into the true after having 6 weeks rest. But as I say, good morning to Ron Duff as he Duff, the start of the Everest Carnival begins today. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Really looking forward to it as well. We've got some really nice horse flesh on show here today. An intriguing Theo Marks where, you know, you've probably got four very, very good chances there. Some beautiful three-year-olds in the, obviously, the Run to the Rose and the Stan Fox Stakes, and some lovely mares as well in the Scirocco. So this meeting is packed full of interest, and it looks like the weather's going to clear up during the day, so hopefully we've got an improving track come race start time.
I know, Duff, you live in another part of Sydney, and you were poured on last night, but we've lost Kembla Grange, which I'll update on in a moment, but there were parts that got a lot more than 8 mil.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we nearly went through the roof with that storm last night. It was so loud, and the hail and the storm went for, you know, a good 90 minutes or longer, and the rain kept coming. So we would have been on a very, very heavy track if we're at Randwick today, so we can thank our lucky stars.
Yeah, for sure. Repeating at Kembla Grange, they got, I think, about 45 mil overnight, and they've postponed the meeting. Water on the track. They had no other reasoning but to postpone it. So Kembla Grange is off. Doomben, light drizzle falling this morning, a soft 6. And for Moonee Valley, a partly cloudy day coming up with no rain, and the track a good 4. Duff, the Everest, it's been extraordinary, the coverage that it's been getting, and there's a lot of interest in Nature Strip. Has it got a slot? Will it get a slot? There's many putters that hope that it will.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's up to the slot holders and the connections to sort some sort of deal out if he wins today. I'd suggest if he wins today, you'd say he'd be short odds to get a slot there. He's probably earned it when you look at his record, and that's a really good field today. You know, it looks like you've got a flying Shoals in that race who's, in the Everest already, although it's probably short of a best distance, but she does have some Moonee Valley form and can sprint well fresh, and obviously there's a lot of other opposition in that race as well. So it's a good field. Viridine worked good between races the other day. Hootson ran well in the Everest last year. So that's an intriguing race, the McEwen. And he is expected to win by the marketplace Nature Strip. But there's opposition there.
Yeah, for sure. The only extra early scratching this morning has been realised potential race 9, number 10, with that track just in the heavy 8. We'll keep an eye on those. But let's get going with our interviews, and Hugh Bowman is joining us first. Morning to you, Hugh.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good. I'm well, mate, I'm well. The obvious question is, have you ridden the mare this morning, Winx?
No, I haven't. I rode her on Thursday.
Okay.
And I'll ride her on Monday, I think. Monday or Tuesday.
Okay.
I'd say everything's ticking along with her after that trial last week. She's in fantastic order.
Yes, Ron, yeah, good morning. Yeah, she's ready to go. She's in great order. She's come on since her race, as we saw in the trial. And yeah, can't next Saturday can't come quick enough, but we've got some business to get through today, so we'll start with that.
Yeah, we'll start off with the business in the first, Impulsive. She might be an improver, good and strong winning first up there.
Yeah, she was, and sticks to a similar distance, and, you know, this is a great example of, you know, Racing New South Wales trying to up the ante with field sizes on Saturdays, because, you know, her record would probably see her usually go through a midweek company to a race like this. But, you know, this is a good example of why things are so healthy on a Saturday. And she's racing well. Distance suits probably going to be better as she gets over further. But, look, she looks well-paced in this race.
Race three, you're on Amanika resuming. You won a maiden on her back in April.
I did, yes, and she subsequently went to Queensland and raced. I rode her in a trial recently. She certainly strengthened up since I rode her in a race. It's quite a while ago, but look, I think she'll probably, we'll see the best of her as she gets over further, but, you know, it's a good day to resume. Probably, I'd imagine I'll probably ride her quite from that barrier, and she ought to be finishing strongly, but I think we'll see a better horse as she gets into the preparation and over further. But she has got a bit of class.
This deal maker, he might be a later on horse as well, but it was an eye catcher first up. He looks a really nice stayer in the making.
Yeah, he does. I haven't been on him. I don't know a lot about him, only what I've seen on the videos. Personally, I think the Autumn Sun will be too good for this lot. But Dealmaker was good, and if he can reproduce that, he'll be certainly figuring in the placings.
D'Argento, well, he just looks a good horse. 14 back to 13 today is not ideal, but that soft track should offset that.
Yeah, it should, and it's a few weeks between runs. You know, Chris has obviously got an Epsom plan for him, so hence the reason he's taken this path. And look, he's a very good horse. I've liked him all along. He was a little bit of a work in progress last preparation, but finished the preparation with a Group 1 win and an eye catcher in the Doncaster. He's a genuine Group 1 horse in my opinion, and I think he's my best ride today.
Performer did enough first up, a little bit fresh if anything. They didn't go as hard as expected there first up.
No, they didn't go hard at all.
No.
You know, it was a bit of a sprint home. It suited the horses on pace. Look, he's a horse that oozes class, but we haven't seen him produce on the track what he shows at home. He's finally got a good barrier. Usually his barriers have been, has made it hard for him recently, and from a good draw, if I can hold a spot, I will. I won't be pushing him to do it. I think up to 1,200 is a positive as well. And, you know, I just want to see him produce at the races what he's showing at home.
Mm-hmm. Invincibella, well, she's a mare that's capable enough on a day.
Well, she's a very consistent horse, drawn to get a nice run, regardless of how the track plays. If you need to be in, I can be in. If I need to be out, I can be out. And, yeah, I her best form's over a bit further, but she'll race very well fresh.
I don't know whether you had much to do with She Knows prior to the other day, but she's a mare that always gives her all.
Yeah, well, she tries very hard, and she did the other day. Danny Williams suggested to me she'd improve from the run. Her second up form's a lot better than her first up form. And she carried 63 kilos for memory, and I was caught very wide. I had no cover. The track was sort of playing to horses that were suiting wide runners, but I still covered a lot more ground than anything else, and she still finished off well. If she improves off that, and I can get a bit of luck from an awkward draw, she'll be very hard to beat.
And the last, Orkan, well, looking at his first up run in his barrier trial on Monday, you wouldn't think he hadn't won for well over a year. He looks to be in good form.
He looks well. He raced well first up. He's drawn a good run. Pretty even race. You know, I guess track conditions and all these sorts of things will come into play. I think a softer track will suit Escajab, or number four, who I've ridden a bit. Softer track will suit him. Zulkarn, I'm not sure, but decent ride in an even race.
Yeah. As a rule, once we get probably past Everest Day, you base yourself in Melbourne for the spring. Will you be doing that again this year?
I would imagine so, yes. I mean, I haven't really looked that far ahead at this stage. The most common question, apart from what am I riding in the Everest recently, is have I got a Melbourne Cup ride? But that's not something I'm really going to look into until the weights come out, which should be too far away.
Tuesday.
Yeah, so when the weights come out, well, then that'll put most of the horses out of business for me, and I'll start to pick the eyes out of the ones that I can ride. And, you know, obviously I need the opportunity to ride them as well. But we'll start to think about Melbourne. You know, I haven't given Melbourne a thought, really, and I won't until I see those weights.
And have you given a thought to the weight you would ride in a Melbourne Cup?
Oh, I'd be reluctant to go below 55, Ron.
Okay.
You know, I'd want to be a pretty good ride, and I wouldn't be taking an early ride.
No.
At that weight, because I'd want to make sure they'll fair dinkum, and if I get too late, then it's too hard to get it off. So 55's about the limit.
Beauty.
Can I ask you about last week and the win of Unforgotten? How good could she be in the spring, Hugh?
Oh, very good. She put the riding, well, her first two runs have been amazing. You know, and she shows to be effective at weight for age over a mile, and to see how she performed over 2400 as a 3-year-old filly. You know, usually they don't make the transition, or it's a big step for them, but she's a big, strong filly. She's got an excellent pedigree. So, you know, my gut feeling, well, she's already proven she's made the transition, but it wouldn't surprise me to see her take that to 2400 if Chris Waller and his team decided to go that direction. Yeah, she's top class, and, you know, she's... Yeah, very, very another exciting horse in the stable that's thriving.
Yeah, for sure. Good luck today with all of them, Hugh.
Thanks very much.
Good on you, mate. Hugh Bowman going through his rides today and some extra comments. Pictures over the top of Rose Hill say that, you know, there's a little bit of cloud around, clearly, the partly cloudy conditions with that track just into the heavy eight, but it's not heavy cloud as well, so we'll just monitor that through. Ron, we've just got to hope that the showers stay away and this track out at Rose Hill can just improve. I mean, Ron, have you ever... I mean, someone will come and say, yeah, what about this year? But the three-year-olds that we've got this spring just seem to offer so much.
Oh, yeah, there's no absolute standout. You know, something's going to put their hand up and make a statement shortly. Could it be Graf today? Possibly could. Could it be Zusain today? Possibly could. But there's so many of them, we just haven't got to the bottom of them as yet. So exciting times with these three-year-olds and always in the Golden Rose. A lot of them will clash there. So I'm really looking forward to the next couple of months. I didn't know you had your own camera out there at Parramatta, Andrew.
Oh, we've got cameras everywhere, Duff. I had a camera out yesterday in Canberra, which I'll bring to you in just a moment, a little photo that I snapped there yesterday with Keith Dryden's online. Just hold on 30 seconds, Keith. Yesterday I was at Canberra for the Pat Webster and Michael Thomas. We had a happy clapper. I was wandering around, and there was a photo of a jockey with a mullet. And I thought, hang on a sec, who's that? And it's Ron Duffacy with a mullet, Duff.
Yeah, that was the go. That was those days, the mullet. That's Miss World next to me.
Belinda Green.
Exactly.
John Singleton.
Yeah.
And a big win at Canberra, obviously.
The Black Opal. That was the Black Opal.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. So, you pop up everywhere, but I had to snap that yesterday. Talking of Canberra, and he's got the base there as well as Goulburn, Keith Dryden. Good morning to you, Keith.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. I know I was in Canberra yesterday. Keith, I know you've got a big function coming up this week coming up.
Yeah, we're just having a luncheon with Laurel Oak Thoroughbreds and Capital Racing. We've been together 30 years. I've trained for them 30 years now. So we decided to have a lunch with a few people, and it's grown to giant proportions.
Yeah
you got a few going, which is fantastic. Is it a leading trainer going?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
I better give it up, otherwise people will say, I was hearing that Chris Waller was going, but we'll wait and see. He's got a big week ahead, but no, we wish you the best with the luncheon. Ron.
Keith, are you happy to bring these two horses down today on a heavy eight track?
Well, I am, Ron, because firstly, we don't know if they can handle it or not handle it. And experience has taught me over the years that, some do, some don't. I had one horse, I scratched him eight times, took him to Sydney on a wet track, and he won by six lengths. Mm. So, I think you've got to try them and see how they're going, and they're both ready to run nice races.
Well, it must be good to be able to be competing in these highways again. It just puts a bit of guts back into them.
Yeah, most certainly, and it's great for the owners because 80% of my owners are all New South Wales people. So it lets them compete at the city level again with probably not as the top quality horses, but it's a great thrill for them to go.
This horse, Handle the Truth, he talked about Laurel Oak, I think they're in him. He's only a three-year-old, but he does seem to have his fair share of talent.
Yeah, he's a nice horse. I think he's a bit new just yet. But, he's been one of those horses, just took a little bit to come to it, but he's got all the attributes. He can put himself where he wants to, and he's got pace, and he seems to have the stamina. At the end of a long preparation last time in the Black Opal, he only got beaten 3.6, and I think he'd had about two or three barrier trials and two or three runs before he went into it, so he'd had enough, really.
Yeah, okay. So you're quite comfortable that he's going to run 1,200 out?
Yeah, I think so. I think he'll run the 1,200. My only concern is there's been a long gap between runs, and that was only looking for a suitable race for him to get into because they didn't miss him with the weight in the country, and it's just hard to place him then once they get up in those benchmark ratings.
Mm. Your other horse in the race is this Mare Eversmith. She's she's won 3 of 8, so she's got a first share ability as well.
Yeah, she's a lovely little filly, and I think she's looking for the 1,200. Whether she'll handle the wet or not, as I said, well, if you never try them, you never know. So,
no.
But she'll run well, I think.
How many of you and Scott got in work there at Canberra?
We've got 23 at Canberra, and we've got 12 at Goulburn.
Beautiful. All right, we'll look forward to seeing this pair here today.
Thanks very much.
Good on you, Keith. Keith Dryden there going through those couple of runners for he and Scott Colling stable. Now, we're up to 18 earlies, Ron. A couple have popped up here in the last few minutes. Race 2, number 18, Simply Striking has come out. Race 2, number 18. Then go to race 5, number 6, Gran Rosso has been saved there by Peter and Paul Snowden. So Gran Rosso out, race 5, number 6. And then in race 8, number 16, Pro Consul is out. Race 8, number 16. And a couple of extras in the last. Race 9, number 5, Gamblestown, and 10, Realised Potential, 5 and 10. So they're the extras that have come through, as we've been telling you, just into the heavy eight with a penetrometer of 6.02 and the rail. Ron, it'll be interesting to see what happens here. It's had that six-week rest, that rail true. I know we're on a heavy track here, but will they get to the rail, given the track condition and how long we haven't been there?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. So I like to just treat it as it comes, as a rule. When it's a wet track, gets to heavy, we wander out at Rose Hill. So I think that'll be the norm. So we'll just see what unfolds there.
Okay, just keeping an eye on the Moonee Valley scratchings. Obviously, a number of feature races in Melbourne. We'll keep an eye on those if anything important pops up over the next little while. Just refreshing. Osborne Bulls, Ron, has come out on Vet Certificate.
Wow.
Race 7, number 2, Osborne Bulls, has come out in the last 3 or 4 minutes. So that is certainly the most important scratching of the morning there. It did have a tricky barrier, but it's out on Vet Certificate. I'll try and get a bit more on that from the Godolphin team.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. It was hard in the market. Yeah. He's a high-profile horse, so let's hope it's something minor and we can see him later on in the next couple of months.
Danny Williams will join us shortly to run through all of it, Ron. The Kosciuszko, reminding our listeners and viewers on Sky Sports Radio as well as Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Racing 1 that, Ron, the Kosciuszko ticket sales will close at 5 p.m. on Thursday. Then at 4 p.m. on Friday afternoon, the 12 lucky winners that will be drawn out to gain a slot for the Kosciuszko. Then they can go away and negotiate. And then following that, there'll be another 12 winners that will share in the cash proceeds from the Kosciuszko Calcutta. So you've got to go to your local TAB. The $5 tickets through the self-serve terminals. You can go to the TAB app. You can go to the New South Wales TAB website and all the ticket sales are there. But reminding you that the Kosciuszko, all of it will unfold this week. They close the ticket sales at 5 p.m. on Thursday. And Danny Williams does join us. Morning to you, Danny.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, listeners.
When was the last time you took a horse to the races with 64 kilos on its back?
I had Volpe run with the 66 just the other day, Andrew.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Where was that?
It was Goulburn, wasn't it?
Goulburn Friday.
Oh, I missed that going through then.
I think you're
right. Oh, well, they're used to these horses are used to carrying weight then, Danny. Why am I asking that silly question?
Yeah, when you look at Chino's, albeit it's 63.5, you've got to remember the other day that she raced against Colts and Geldings as well. So theoretically, she carried 65.5, which made her effort fairly good.
But the last time I saw one win with 64 kilos, Danny, I think it was you riding three winners at Bajerabong.
I can't remember you visiting.
I know, I used to go every year.
Thank you.
It was actually interesting. Sorry, Ron, before you get cracking up, we had Ty England on the radio yesterday, and he wasn't overly concerned. He knows that you ride these horses a great deal in track work, and he wasn't having a go at your weight, but
no,
you're obviously yeah, you're slightly heavier than Ty, but these horses would be used to carrying your weight.
Look, Andrew, most track work done by track work riders who, you know, most probably in their mid-60s carrying 70 kilograms with their gear, so they're carrying it nearly every day. So I don't think it matters that much. I think it comes back to the quality of rider on them and a very fit horse.
Yep. Well, let's go through them. Arrondissement in the first, big step up in class here.
Oh, no doubt about that, Ryan. She also dropped from 62.5 last start, albeit very inferior company. This doesn't look, you know, your strongest Saturday race, fillies and mares race, and with the new incentives to run 4th to 10th, it gives you, you know, makes you want to come to town to run. Even if we did run 10th, we're picking up 3,500. So she's done well. Her run was very good the other day, missed the start, and that's what we should have won.
The Highway, My Blue Jeans, good draw. Can he improve?
Look, with the track, the rating that it is, he definitely comes into calculation. He knows probably the best wet tracker in that particular race. 1,100 was too short for him. Kieran was quite upbeat about the run, just said that they out-sprinted him. And, you know, he steps up to 1,200. Once again, would find it a bit short, but the track really brings him into calculations now. He's most probably, you know, a bit of a threat to Highway 66, given the conditions of the track.
You've taken the muffs off Highway 66, so hopefully at 1,200 she could show a little bit more interest early.
Couldn't believe the other day. She walked out of the gate. She got a bit of a tighten up out of the gate. She half wanted to, at one stage there, looked like she was going to drop ahead. Mm. And then once she did get squeezed out of it, she just didn't want to go. And to run this section she did under the weird pressure a long way from home, I thought it was quite a good run.
Okay, you happy with the way she's trained on?
Look, they were all a bit vulnerable the other day except for Don't Give a Damn. I thought I was at least a week or 10 days where I really wanted them. So they've really come on since the run. I couldn't be happy with the way that she's done. You'll see her in the enclosure today. She started to really clean up the coach. She's the muscle tone's a lot better, and as with the other horses as well.
Mm. Well, Don't Give a Damn. Well, obviously you're not shy of running these good horses in easier races with the big weights. But what's your comment on him since last run?
Well, look, he's really gone forward as well. He galloped on Tuesday, which she knows, at Maria. And, look, I wasn't concerned of the weight. We always knew that we were going to be against it. Coming back in class, it was sort of we're stuck with our program, and look, he's come on since his run. Once again, you'll see an improvement in his coat and condition in the enclosure. You know, there's not going to be a huge lot of improvement there, but I don't think there needs to be.
No. Volpe, you got in there as well?
Look, the wet conditions perhaps are unfavourable for him. I've never, you know, thought he was a wet tracker. His run was quite good here at Goulburn, and where do you go with him? You've got to run them. He's a horse that, you know, gets up to 15, 1600 before he really starts to perform generally. So this looks a nice race for him, and logically, you know, the next step.
And she knows, well, she's just one of these mares that just hasn't got the credit she deserves. Well, I think a few are standing up and taking notice lately, but she just keeps putting in.
Well, look, you know, it was a very good run by Susan the other day, but the weather brings her right into the race. You know, the heavy track, as we know, she's very good wet track form and dropped significantly in class. She's always one that takes one or two runs before she peaks, and she just keeps producing, and it's pretty spot on about what you said. I think, you know, she's been an underrated filly. She just, the handicappers don't think that because they've certainly caught her up. But this looks a really good race, and if there's any sort of weaknesses in some of the others with the heavy track, she's going to excel.
Okay. All right, good to see them back in town, and look forward to today.
Yeah, look, we're very excited. They've all come on since then, and, you know, there's a lot of hype around the Kosciuszko, so we're very happy to have our horses running and showcasing them. If they get a run, they get a run. If they don't, nothing lost. We're going on, a program into some better type races, so they're showcasing themselves once again today.
Well, the negotiations can start from 4 p.m. on Friday when those 12 slots get drawn out, Danny. So it's exciting week ahead. Good luck today.
Thank you, boys.
Thanks, Danny. Danny Williams there coming up from Goulburn. Outrageous has come out of the Stand Fox. Race 4, number 4, Outrageous, is an early one. Scratching now. And Fantastic Man, an emergency in the last, has come out. Race 9, number 17. And there's another one. Tchaikovsky Ron has come out of the 6th. So we've now got 2 scratchings in the run to the Rose. 6 Danawai, who's running earlier. And 11 Tchaikovsky Ron has just come out. Race 6, number 11.
Yeah, I think we survived pretty good so far. But we've got another 3 minutes to get through. You know, Chris usually puts his scratchings in pretty well now. So hopefully he see what he does with his, well, what he thinks are his horses that won't handle a wet.
All right, well, let's have a chat with Tommy Berry here on Sky. Morning to you, Tommy.
How are you, Andrew, Ron?
Hey, Tommy.
Geared up for this carnival starting today, the Everest Carnival?
Yeah, definitely. It's looking good. Today's sort of where it all starts. You've got a lot of nice, exciting colts and a few older mares stepping out. So, it's an exciting day for the rest of the spring.
You're getting back into the swing of things with a full book here. How's your weight going?
Yeah, it's coming down well. I'm going to ride 53.5 today, but I expect to ride 53 probably from next weekend. It was a bit of a slow process, but it probably didn't help having that week suspension in between as well. But everything's going well, thanks.
Sea Glass in the first. You rode her last start. The extra distance should suit.
Yeah, the extra distance will suit her. She's a lightly raced mare. She hit the line very strong. She just drew awkward the other day, and we had to get too far out of our ground at Warwick Farm. So, you know, the bigger track will suit her. Good barrier means she'll probably be able to position a lot handier, maybe on the back of the speed. And, she's a mare that's improving every time she steps out.
The highway, fun tickets. No barrier trail to guide us, but he's in a good stable.
Yeah, he is in a good stable. Matty's always competitive when he brings his horses down. Only worries is how far he'll get out of his ground. You know, he does get back a little bit, and depends how the track's racing, but he always hits the line strong, so just look for him late.
Renewal looks a good ride in race 3. Obviously, had excuses there first up with a bit of a sticky start.
Yeah, he did. He came out slow, which he's done in the past. He's a bit restless in the barriers, and more so early in his preparation when he's a little bit fresh. So hopefully he's okay today, and you know, James didn't have much of a choice but to go back to the period part of the track the other day, so it was a good run. He's obviously up against the same horse, don't give a damn today. He's got to give him weight. So he's drawn a good barrier. He'll get a nice run on the speed. Kanachi probably, and Don't Give a Damn, look the main speed in the race. We should get a nice sit in the first three. And look, he's going very well. He's come on since his first up run, and he's probably my best rider of the day, I think.
Master Ash in race four is a nice pick-up ride. He's a horse in form.
Yeah, beautiful colt. You know, it was a very nice one in the up-and-coming last start. He did it in good fashion, ran home in good time, and I worked him during the week. He's a lovely style of a colt, carries himself well. He's very determined, and, you know, even a few of his runs last prep, even when he won or ran second, he had to do it the tough way on the speed with a bit of pressure. So if he can get a nice run in front today or, you know, probably behind Nawi again, he's drawn wide, so he'll probably press forward and come across, and we'll just get a nice run behind the speed with him, and he'll be hard to beat.
In Siege of Quebec, have you had a chance to have a feel of him? He's a lovely colt.
He is, and he's really improved since his last preparation. I galloped him in between races last Saturday. He gave me a lovely feel. You would have seen he was well on the chewy on that day. He's really transferred into a nice colt. He was a real laid-back type last prep. You'll probably remember whether it was me or Brent or Tim on him. He was very hard-ridden at the start. Pretty much everything he did, you had to get stuck into him, where now he's jumping out, showing a bit more speed, travelling better in his races. And, you know, he had to do it the hard way. He was three wide last start and got beaten by a quality horse in Laramane. So this is another good race. He's right up to him now, I think. He's come back in good style, and he's got a light weight, but he's just a query on the soft track. We haven't seen him on one before, so we'll see how he goes on that.
Yeah. Long Leafs, the Victorian with plenty of talent in race six.
Yeah, he's a well-bred colt. Always performed at the highest level. Last preparation was a great run in the Golden Slipper, then ran well in the Champagne as well. So it was a good first at running the Vane Stakes. When hit the line really strong for second. I think the bigger track will suit him well. Loves soft ground. It's gotten through it quite well in the past. We'll probably get back off what looks to be a good speed, and he'll be rattling home late. So he's obviously going to be better, as David mentioned, during the week once he gets over a little bit further, because over the sprint trips, some of the horses seem to sprint a little bit better than him, but on a heavy track today, that might bring those horses back to him a little bit and have him a bit more competitive.
Race 7, Noir should be rattling home as well.
Yeah, she's a tough mare. He's gone through her grades quite well last preparation, just getting beaten in the stakes race in Queensland at the end. She'll get back from a bad alley there, probably. She's got a nice light weight. She's very consistent there. She's been only out of the placings five times. She loves wet ground, probably one of the best wet trackers on the day. So look for her hitting the line really strong late, but she's up in grade. It's going to be a tough test for her, but she's got a few things in her favour.
Maximus in race 8, he's hard to line up, but he did win first up last prep. I think he's got a little bit of talent.
Yeah, he does. He looks to. I didn't mind his trial at all. He looked to be a little bit beat for speed in that. But, you know, he had a nice little record last prep. He's obviously up in grade a little bit. He's got a nice light weight on his back. He shouldn't settle too far away from the barrier, I wouldn't think. Hopefully just midfield at worst. And, you know, he's a tough horse who looks like he's got a lot of upside about himself. So there looks to be good speed in the race. So hopefully we can just sit on the back of them and he'll be hitting the line strong late.
And I'm not sure if he needs one more scratching. Excelsior, pretty soft win at Warwick Farm in the last.
Yeah, it was a very nice win. I've sort of seen in his earlier races he was right up on the speed and having to do a bit of work. So we took advantage of a good barrier the other day and just got him to settling behind him, and he switched off quite well and sprinted very good when I needed him to. So, you know, he's got soft track form, which helps. Obviously hasn't been on the heavy yet, but he feels to me that he'll get through it quite nicely. There doesn't look to be a heap of speed in the race now, especially with Rehigh's potential being scratched. So he'll get a very nice, easy lead, you'd think, and, you know, he'll be hard to beat. I think he's a horse who's on the way up.
Okay. In fact, he's got a run now with that Gambletown
stakes.
Yeah,
he's got a run.
He gets in, and you like him. So good luck today. Looks a solid book.
No, thank you very much, guys. Good to be back.
You got a ride in every race, mate. You'll be busy. No time for Duff to come in and have a chat with you today.
Yeah, no, he'll be too busy trying out those meat pies now. He's found
please. He's been tweeting about, he's been tweeting about the galas. What happened there, Duff? Arrangement or something?
No, there was a big blow-up with the pies. They've changed the pies at Randwick, and we've gone from villies to galas, and there's been this big debate. Everyone's been whisper, too scared to open their mouth and say what's going up. So I put a poll up there, and up she went. And I saw it was in the village corner for a while there, and then I arrived home the other night, and there's a big parcel on the front door. I've got pies, I've got an apron, I've got the letter from the general manager, and I'm coming around. I'm actually coming around.
Hey, Tommy, we know what he'll be eating at 7:50 when I do the scratchings this morning anyway.
Yeah, not exactly. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Jockeys at the end of a long day that have been wasting, I don't think we really worry about which one's the healthier pie, so I'm a village man all over.
Yeah. They're both good, and I'll mention Garlow's because they're a good friend of ours through the Big Sports Breakfast. Good on you, Tommy. Good luck today.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day. Cheers.
Tommy Berry going through all of his rides. James Cummings has just rung in that interview, and Osborne Bulls has come out. It had a slight elevated temperature. It's gone back to normal, Ron, but he just didn't want to take a chance. So nothing serious, and he's hoping the horse can run maybe next week or the week after. There it is for our TV viewers, the box of Garlows that turned up at Ron's front door. Social media, Duff has just been all out and about regarding those pies this week. We're going to take a break. Scratchings will be final, or interim at least, in a moment, and some more interviews as well.
Adelaide, a brilliant Cox Plate winner by the best sire in the world.
100 metres to go. It's Faulkner tackled by Adelaide. Charlotte Achievers coming home well. Adelaide, Faulkner. Adelaide on the outside in front. And Adelaide has won the Cox Plate.
The fastest Cox Plate winner at stud. First yearling sold for up to $210,000 and are in training with Darren Weir, Chris Waller, Hayes Dabernick, Chris Lees and other leading stables. Adelaide, standing at Coolmore at outstanding value.
Big League Magazine is your must-have guide for every weekend of NRL in the run to the 2018 finals. There's latest club news, expert analysis, in-depth features and statistics, and exclusive columns from the game's biggest stars, and something for even the youngest rugby league fans. Big League is your most trusted source of rugby league information, and after 99 years, we're still the only place to find official team lists for every grade. Grab this week's copy of Big League Magazine, on sale now at news agencies, supermarkets and NRL games.
Queensland's best are following the sun as the carnival action heads north for the biggest ever North Queensland Winter Carnival. From Rockhampton to Mackay, Townsville to Cairns, the race is on for over $1.9 million in prize money. Cairns takes centre stage today with Cairns Amateurs Cup Day. Cairns Amateurs Cup Day, today, part of the North Queensland Winter Carnival. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help, 1-800-858-858.
Dynamics indications Gay and Adrian have a super colt to be owned and raced with Jerry Harvey. By Piero, the champion first and second season sire in Australia, our colts from Confer, a Group 1 placed mare.
I've been dealing with Dynamics indications now for many, many years. They're good people. We've had a very good relationship over a very long time.
Join Jerry Harvey and Gay Waterhouse in our Piero colt. Visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360-808.
Racing HQ is brought to you by the Tab app. Get live streaming of every race every day, even when you're browsing the app. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ, Sky Thoroughbred Central, Sky Racing 1, and, of course, Sky Sports Radio. Ron Duffacy in our preview hour. We're just waiting for scratchings to go in from. They haven't quite clicked there at this stage, so let's go and have a chat with Ron Quinton. Ron, good morning.
Morning, Andrew.
We're back at Rose Hill, which we're pretty fortunate, mate. You would have had a real heavy track at Randwick after the rain last night.
Yeah, gee, we had an amazing storm. It was unbelievable. Lightning, thunder, and plenty of rain. And, you know, Randwick's very saturated this morning.
How's Daisy, Ron? She's a happy horse. She's, look, tricky draw, but she's got the racing style to overcome that.
Yeah, well, you know, at first glance, I was a bit concerned about the barrier, particularly at the 1200. But there's a couple of scratchings, I think. And, you know, she seems to be probably a little bit better when she is, gives her a chance to get into a momentum a little bit more if she's got a bit of space. She's probably a little bit vulnerable at the 1200. like in recent times, she's been better at 13, 14, and certainly she was pretty good one day at 15. Sometimes it just takes it out of a comfort zone, the 1200. I think she ran third in this race last year. Heavy track. I'm not quite sure whether she's run on the heavy. She's run on...
I think she may have run second on it once.
Did she?
Yeah.
Quite sure.
Yeah.
No, look, she's very, very well. She only had 3 weeks off after Brisbane. Her Brisbane run was, well, pretty amazing, really, I suppose, when you think of the run she had. And she got beat 1.7 and went around the outside, went around the middle of the track, I suppose you could say. But I was a bit disappointed that day, Ronnie, because I looked at the race book when I got home that night and I had a look for fifth prize money and it was 15,000. And I thought, well, that'll pay a few X's.
Mm.
Then I picked the paper up on Sunday morning and it was a dead heat, so they had to split.
you'd still be getting over that.
They're still getting over it. And, you know, by the time you pay your acceptance fees and bloody... all that stuff. I think we might pay it minus.
Yeah. Well, you'll get 3,500 if you run 10th today, so there's something in the wreck, something out of the wreck for you.
She's very well. She's still, you know, a tad coat hasn't come 100% right, but her blood is very, very good. And as like Dixie the other day, her coat was so good. She ran out of a tree, you know. So
for sure,
I'm not too concerned about any of that.
When do we see Dixie next?
I say there'd be a good chance she'll probably go 3 weeks into the Golden Pendant, and probably day she'll probably clash with her there.
Yep.
And then we'll just have a look, see where we go. After that, you know.
Beautiful. Well, good luck with it today, Ron.
Thank you very, very much. She's been a wonderful horse for the stable.
Let's hope there's no dead heats today, mate. Good luck.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Ron. Ron Quinton there. Daisy Doom was $7 when it closed the business last night. Going in, Glenn Munsey, of course, will be on air after 8 with all the markets. Let's go to the interim scratchings. They've just gone interim for Rose Hill, as we've told you. 8 mil of rain overnight. It's a heavy 8, just into the heavy 8. Penno's 6.02 and the rail in the true. Race 1, number 7, Moscow Red. And 8, Palmatia has come out. 7 and 9 out of race 1. Race 2, number 1, Equal Balance. 2, Mediterranean. 3, Rhyming Puppet. 15, Arletta. And number 18, Simply Striking. 1, 2, 3, 15 and 18. The 3rd, number 8, Macmaker has come out. Race 3, number 8. The 4th, number 4, Outrageous. And 9, Musselbrook. 4 and 9. Race 5, number 6, Grand Rosso, number 6. Race 6 at Rose Hill, 6, Danawai at 11, Tchaikovsky, 6 and 11. Race 7, number 9, Jorda and 14, Miss Q, 9 and 14. Race 8, number 9, Single Bullet, 13, Zazibar and 16, Pro Consul, 9, 13 and 16. And race 9, number 2, Al Galal, 5, Gamblestown, 10, Realised Potential, and 17, Fantastic Man. 2, 5, 10, and 17. So they're the interim scratchings, and Palmatier coming out of the first came very close to interim scratching time, Ron.
Yeah, look, I think we've survived very, very well considering the rating of the track, a heavy 8, and that heavy 8 just covers those late scratchings going if we got a downgrade. So I think we've really done well out of the scratchings this morning.
A couple of quick things. Kembla Grange, for those people waking up, that meeting has been postponed today. 48 mil in real terrible storms overnight on the coast, and that meeting is off. Kembla Grange postponed. And to our listeners and viewers, there will be some important Sky news. A member of our family will update on that for you shortly in some breaking news. We'll do that in the next few minutes. But Bjorn Baker is online. Morning to you, Bjorn.
Morning, guys.
You're looking forward to this. We're just into the heavy 8, so you're obviously happy to run them all.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it'll be too bad. Funnily enough, at Warwick Farm, we had a lot more rain than than they did at Rose Hill. So a few of the guys were in amazement this morning that Rose Hill would only hit 8 mils. But I talked them into it.
You don't start till late. You get there for race 7. You've got a couple of nice mares here. Gibson Symbol, well, she may have got all the breaks winning last time, but she has performed well on a soft track before.
Yeah, she has. I thought the last race really class carried her through. 1,300, not ideal in leadings. Definitely not her best pattern of racing. So I thought it was a good effort. I thought there was a bit more merit in it than probably what it suggests. But her work since has been excellent. She goes well at Rose Hill. She likes a wet track. And I think she's rock hard fit too. So back to 1,200 should be ideal.
Mm. Champagne Cuddles. Well, she's been placed in a Stradbroke on a heavy track.
Yeah, she has. And she won on a very wet track at Randwick a long time ago as a two-year-old. But she's hopefully got a little bit of residual fitness. She's had two good trials for today, and she's drawn one. So she, I don't know if that's a good or bad place, but she's not going to cover too much extra ground. So hopefully all that combined holds her in good stead.
Does Barrier 1-4 should a ride or a little bit closer? It's probably not ideal for her. She likes to just find a balance and then finish with a rush. But I suppose with that draw, you can't just give it away.
Yeah, we'll have a good look at the earlier races and go from there. But I think she's sort of fresh and well. I think she'll probably put herself relatively close without too much pressure.
Mm. Lake Lugano, race 8. I think it's its first run for you. She's a fast mare. She's capable of surprising a few here.
Yeah, she is indeed. Funnily enough, I bought her at this game, English show a long time ago for 10,000. I only had her for the one prep and never got her back. So
really?
It's exciting to finally have a start with her. And it's like the full circle's come back round. But her two trials have been good. I think 1,100's probably right at the extent of her best trip. And first up on a heavy track, that'll be tough. But saying that, she's got plenty of ability. I think she's going really well.
Okay, and Impavido, my old mate, he's there to make my life misery today.
Oh, he's hard to catch. He's made my life fairly miserable at times too. Well, it depends what Impavido turns up, but he couldn't look any better. I think back to 1,800 is probably a good thing, and I think actually drawing wide for him is a positive as well. We'll be able to get him back, get him into clear air, get him out of trouble, and he's got Jean on, so he takes a couple of kilos off. So I think if he's ever going to put his hand up today at good odds, might be the day.
Beauty. Good luck with him, Bjorn.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, mate. $9 in Privado last night. Updated markets, of course, after the scratchings in the preview hour coming up on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Sky One will leave us in about 15 minutes with the American racing to come through. We're hoping to jag Gerald Ryan here just before we head off. And I can also tell you, Ron, that we're getting a few text messages coming through that the riser system seems to be faltering this morning. The scratchings were really slow, and now I can't even refresh it. So we'll see how we go with the scratchings in 5 minutes or so, but there is every chance that we might just have to do them off two or three websites. I might call on Glenn Munsey. Glenn, if you can get a site for yours, I'll get a site for mine, and we'll see how we can get through over the next 10 minutes or so. But the riser system does appear to be down at the moment. Repeating again, Kembla Grange has been postponed with that rain that fell with Griffith, now the country program around New South Wales. So we've got Rose Hill, Griffith. Gerald Ryan is joining us. Morning to you, Gerald.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
Thanks for coming on, mate. It's obviously been a tough week for the owners of Trapeze Artist, Bert and Gabe. Gay, of course, in that terrible car accident during the week. Have you had any updated thoughts, mate?
Yeah, I was talking to Bert earlier this morning at the track, and things are positive at the moment. Not out of woodworks, but things are positive at the moment, and I think the doctors are quite happy.
Okay, that's good news. Well, our continued prayers are certainly with Gay, and they clearly want the horse to run today.
Yeah, well I rang him when they gave out the heavy eight because the idea was he wasn't going to run on a heavy track. Not that he's hopeless on. He's won on a soft and during third in the size and sixth in the slipper and heavy team sort of thing. But we weren't going to run him. But don't run today. Wait for next week at Randwick in the shorts. Mm. And it happens to come up like it did this morning. Well, you miss out again, and all of a sudden you'll be on the eight ball, you're chasing your tail. At least be run today. We've got 3 weeks to the Premier Stakes and then 2 weeks to the Everest. But I just think it was a sooner chance him on today's track because it's not that bad. Probably borderline heavy eight. And I'd sooner run him on today than whip and wait, then wait for next week and happen to strike a heavy eight or heavy 10. And you're chasing horses like I'm Invincible and Invincible Star and Red Zell over 1,100 metres. It's too short for him. Well, he probably ends up having a harder run than what he will have today.
Obviously, he's got work to do today, Gerald. 1,300 first up, heavy track, 61 kilos. But there's no doubt about his talent.
No, true. I agree there, Ron. You know, it's not no pushover. He's fitter than what he was when he won first up in the autumn, but needs to be for those reasons you just said. Heavy track, 61 kilos, given weight to some very handy horses.
Yeah. He's drawn inside the other speed. Where do you see him in the run?
Probably third. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't like to see the horse leading, but he's going to bounce straight into the bit, especially with his blinkers on fresh. But he'll be in the first three, whether he's following the leader or following the first two, I'm not sure. Yeah.
Vienna Romance in the first. You've decided to step up in distance?
Step up in distance, last throw at the stumps with her. She's booked to go next week at the stud. Well-bred mare who's got a better page in what she has track performance, but she's honest. I was quite happy with her run in the ordinary run race at the Mona Lisa. But like you say, 1,500, big question mark, but ridden quiet and had one crack at him. She does handle a wet track, so she's got a couple of little things in her favour, but not everything.
Legend of Condor, back to the trial since his first up run. You happy with him?
Oh, very happy. He's come on a long way since his first up run. I'm going to go back on him today from that draw. Because he maps, go forward, he maps his three wide, go midfield, maps his three wide. So we're going to go back and ride in quiet and ride in for luck from back in the field. But he's come on really good. Improved head since that his first up run. And his trial at Gosford was good behind Champagne Cuddles. And not really happy where he is. Hard for him to win today because it's a good race. He's going to have to step up a level. At least you'll know where he sits, you know.
Magic Alibi, wintered in Queensland, no trial, but that seems to be a pattern with her. She could run a race at odds here.
Well, I reckon she can, Ron. You know, she's ran third and fourth in this race the last 2 years. One was coming off a freshen up, one was coming off a spell. And 1 year I trialled it, and the other year I never. But she only had 18 days off after Ipswich, and she'd done 3 weeks pre-training in Queensland. She's had two jump outs. Appears to be going very well and looks very well.
Tango Rain in the last is similar, nice and fresh, no trial.
No trial. Didn't have a long. He went to the water walk. He hasn't been out of work. But since he's been back, I've been training him a little bit different. Longer and slower and not letting him run times because you can really run time if you want on the track. Not letting him run time and he's only fair dinkum and gallop. Thursday week ago was very good, they'll just keep ticking him over since, drawn awkward, but he goes forward, you know, and he lands outside the leader or lands 1-1, you know, with his speed, it doesn't really matter, but just interesting changing his trainer around, he seems well in himself, but just see if he can run up to it, you know.
Okay, exciting day for the stable, good luck with him.
Okay, thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Gerald. Gerald Ryan going through his runners on the home track today at Rose Hill. Scratchings coming up, the ones that we can give you at this stage. But we do have some important news to bring to our audience, whether it be on Sky Sports Radio or on Sky Thoroughbred Central or Sky Racing 1. It's with disappointment to us that we can announce that our young gun race caller Luke Marlowe will be leaving Sky come October 13. Luke has in recent times received the opportunity of becoming the number one race caller in Singapore, and simply in the words of Luke, who has completely agonised over this over the past couple of weeks, it's an offer that at his age, being 25, it is an offer too good to refuse. He'll continue to call between now and when he leaves on October 13. I know he's listening or watching now, Luke. I know, as I say, you agonised over this decision, but we cannot be any prouder of what you've been able to achieve with us at Sky. You came to us through the John Tapp Scholarship in 2011. You call the three racing codes so well, and we, as a Sky Racing family, the Tabcorp brand, from Darren Pearce, from all of us at Sky, we wish you the very best. And as I say, we'll continue to hear Luke for the next couple of weeks, but he'll take up a position with Singapore from October 13. Duff, it's a great thing for Luke to go forward.
Oh, great opportunity, and the right stage of his life as well, being a young man. It'll just broaden his, you know, talent and show his talent off around the world. It's a small world now. We'll be still hearing him every weekend with his calls and whatever.
Yes.
But a really good opportunity, and let's hope we see him back in Australia after this experience of his life.
Yeah, we're very proud at Sky what the John Tapp Scholarship has given us. Not only Luke, but Mitch Manners, Josh Fleming, Matt Hill, who now, of course, calls in Melbourne, and hopefully over the next few months we'll be offering another scholarship. There'll be more detail on that, but we certainly wish Luke Marlowe all the very best. All right, Duff, come back in a moment. You enjoy your galo. Let's give you the scratchings that we've got by going to the Racing New South Wales website. Overcast and a heavy 8 for Rose Hill. The rail is true and the penetrometer 6.02. 8 mm of rain overnight. Race 1, number 7, Moscow Red and 9, Palmatier is out, 7 and 9. Race 2, number 1, Equal Balance, 2, Mediterranean, 3, Rhyming Puppet, 15, Arletta, and 18, Simply Striking. 1, 2, 3, 15 and 18. The third, number 8, Mapmaker is out, race 3, number 8. The fourth, number 4, Outrageous and 9, Musselbrook, 4 and 9. Race 5, number 6, Grand Rosso is out, number 6. Race 6, number 6, Danawai and 11, Tchaikowski, that is 6 and 11. Race 7, 9, Jorda and 14, Miss Q, 9 and 14. Race 8, 9, Single Bullet, 13, Zanzibar, 16, Pro Consul, 9, 13 and 16. And race 9, number 2, El Galel, 5, Gamblestown, 10, Realised Potential, and 17, Fantastic Man. 2, 5, 10, and 17. That's the information for Rose Hill. Now, repeating the news today that Kembla Grange has been postponed due to inclement rain overnight, with all the storm, about 48 mil of rain falling. Kembla Grange is off. To Griffith, it's fine and a good four. The rail is true. They've had 3 mm of rain in the last 24 hours, but it's fine today. Race 1, take out 9, 11, 14 and 15. Race 2, the scratching number 13. The third, 11, 12, 13 and 14. Race 4, number 4. And race 5, take out 4, 13 and 15. 4, 13 and 15. They're the scratchings for Griffith today. Now, let's just focus in and see whether this riser system is going. It doesn't appear to be. So let's go to Brisbane, where there's light drizzle, a soft 6 in the rail is true. Race 1, take out 2 High Cost, 6 Desert Cowboy, 7 Muddy Rope, 11 Dream Kisses, 13 Felvino, and 18, number 15 Stellar Power. 2, 6, 7, 11, 13 and 15. Race 2, number 9, From Within, number 9. The third, number 4, Outrage, number 4. The fourth, number 9, Kirribella, number 9. Race 5, at Doomben, 8, St. Pierre, 9, Staying Black. They are the scratchings, 8 and 9 out of the fifth. Race 6, number 3, Pinch Mountain, 4, So Skilled, 5, Bow Arrow, 7, Good Time Charlie, 10, Yoberto, and 11, Takes Time, and 14, Magic Ink. That's 3, 4, 5, 7, 10, 11, and 14. Race 8, One Man of Choice, 5, Catmosphere, 10, Felino Bell, 12, All That Is, 15, Noble Billy, and 17, Champagne Rock. 1, 5, 10, 12, 15, and 17. And Race 9, 5, Lord Coconuts, 6, Sir Barb, 10, Sacred Rebel, 11, Scalapini, 12, Mystical Renegade, as well as 14, Dapper One, 18, Pinch Passion, and 21, Legendary Luke. 5, 6, 10, 11, 12, 14, 18 and 21. They're the scratchings for Doomben today, where that track is a soft 6. Now, Sky Racing 1 has American Racing coming up, so Sky 1 will let you go away and cover that, and we'll continue on with other programming. Good luck today with those watching Sky 1. Let's now go to Moonee Valley in Melbourne. It's overcast and a good 4. The rail is true and the penetrometer 4.56. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 3, Strike Force, and 17...